The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. John. Beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar by not believing in the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth and swiftly runs his word. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do will it. Be made clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. And he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So if you read my tweet or Facebook or whatever, my social ministry this morning, you know the question I asked was, do you believe you have life? Are you living this life in Jesus? Am I living this life in Jesus? The first reading, John continues by just challenging us to accept the love and the life that God has for us. He says, whoever possesses the Son has life. And then he says, I write these things to you that you may know that you have eternal life. Again, do you know that you have eternal life? And if you do, tell your face. We need to be people of joy. We aren't people of bickering and complaining and people who are constant criticizing others. We are people of life. Life on this earth and eternal life. And see, when we look at the gospel, that's what it's all about. What does Jesus do? He reaches out and he heals people and he gives them even better life. And it says more and more people came to him, great crowds, and he cured their ailments. Our God is a God of life, a God of healing. And we need to start truly believing in that and focusing on him and his power and his love and not on us and our sinfulness. The whole purpose of our life is to focus and live for Jesus and others, never to focus on ourselves. Do you believe that you have eternal life in Jesus Christ? Again, if you do, tell your face. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.